When I was ordained, I received many useful gifts. I received a prayer book hymnal combination embossed with my name that I use in worship to this very day. I received an oil stock in which to keep holy oil with which to anoint the sick. I received stoles of every liturgical color so that I would be appropriately appointed throughout the church year. But the most memorable gift that I received was not a Bible or prayer beads or even a gift card to a fancy restaurant. The most memorable gift I received was a Jesus action figure. Yes, you heard that correctly. The Jesus action figure was 11 inches and 5.6 ounces of glossy, molded plastic salvation. His posable arms could be raised to heaven in prayer or forward to bless the masses. And most spectacularly, Jesus action figure was equipped with what the manufacturer emblazoned across the packaging as his gliding action. See, the figure had at its base tiny casters so that Jesus rolled from place to place, hovering godlike a millimeter in the air. Jesus' feet never touched the ground. Now, in case you are thinking that a Jesus action figure is unconnected to reality, we might look again at today's Liturgy of the Palms Gospel. See, this is the year that we read from Luke. And Luke's palm narrative is different from that of the other Gospels in one very important respect. Maybe you noticed it. In it, there are no palms. Did you notice that? In Luke, we have no mention at all of people waving palm fronds before Jesus. Don't check it now. Trust me now. Check it later. You'll miss something if you check it now. There are no palms. Instead, in Luke, the people take off their cloaks and they cover the road in front of Jesus. And so it turns out that the Jesus action figure is, at least in this instant, biblically accurate. In Luke's Palm Sunday narrative, Jesus' feet never touch the ground. Now, there are, of course, innumerable instances in literature where a cloak is placed on the ground to prevent earthly contact with someone's feet. The most pronounced examples are from the age of chivalry, when dashing knights protected the feet of lovely maidens by laying their cloaks across muddy paths. Those maidens were always surrounded by a heavenly aura, as chivalry insisted that they were something more than merely human, and that the knight must protect them from being sullied by the world. That's exactly what's going on in Luke. The evangelist even adds that the people laid their cloaks across the road and praised Jesus, quote, for all the deeds of power that they had seen. In other words, the people want Jesus to be godlike, something powerful and other. They don't want Jesus to be like them. And so they create a pretense to the contrary, so that Jesus is not sullied by the dirt and the grime of the world. Christians today very often might as well be those gathered on the downslope of the Mount of Olives in Luke. Too often, the Jesus that is described by churches and yearned for by people is the one who glides a half inch off the ground. The one who performs deeds of power on request. The one who, though he looks like us, isn't quite the same thing. Indeed, such a Jesus has been desired throughout Christian history. Two huge huge movements in the early church, Docetism and Apollinarianism, each in its own way, claimed that Jesus wasn't really like us, that he wasn't of the mud and muck of this world. Jesus was instead God pretending to be a person, more like the Greek god Zeus taking on human form. Jesus glided above us, so to speak, full of power, but never quite human. But see, it turns out that when Jesus enters Jerusalem on Palm Sunday, he won't perform deeds of power. Instead, in the coming days, he gets angry and then sorrowful and then anxious, sweating like tears of blood, as Luke will describe him in the Garden of Gethsemane. The people see this, and suddenly the illusion that they've constructed is dispelled. Jesus does not exist above the fray. He charges into it. Jesus does not stand apart from the things that vex us and weaken us and bring us to the ground on our knees. He opens himself to the full range of human joy and pain. Jesus does not glide above the dirt. He lives in it. I think that's why later in Passion Week, the crowd so quickly turn on Jesus. That's why those joyous hosannas so easily become enraged cries of crucify him. See, the crowd is looking for a particular kind of Messiah. And once Jesus gets down off that colt, he just looks and acts human. In their disappointment and their disillusionment and their disgust, the crowd encourages Pontius Pilate to treat Jesus like the dirt in which he plants his feet. And as Jesus succumbs to being humiliated and scourged and hung on a cross, the crowd feels justified in abandoning an all too human Messiah. But here's the thing. Both Docetism and Apollinarianism were both declared heretical by the church. And the Jesus action figure, it's kind of heretical too. Rightly, the church can have nothing to do with a Jesus whose feet don't touch the ground. Such a Jesus is good for the occasional parlor trick, but not for real life. We do not need the Jesus of Southern Sunday school portraits with doughy upcast eyes and that gauzy glow. We do not need the Jesus who glides around in but is not of the world. We need the Jesus who shows up in the ambulance bay or after the hurricane. And when we feel abandoned and the world around us is crashing, we need the Jesus who embraces us because he has known our joy and our sorrow and our loss. We need a fully human Jesus who steps deliberately and repeatedly into the muck and into the mud. That is not a Jesus who hurls a lightning bolt or wrenches us out of the world, but it is the Jesus who will walk through this world with us, from the hosannas of the Mount of Olives to the agony of the Mount of Calvary. He himself makes that trip this week. I hope that we will walk with him. Amen.